Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis St. Paul, online and archived at kfai.org, the community's true voice.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at kfai.org. Non-commercial and community-powered radio. Support for this program comes from KFAI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and listeners like you. Chi miigwech. Bonjour, relatives across our great Turtle Island and beyond. This is Deanna Standing Cloud, your host for the next hour on Medicine Bundle, the show celebrating Indigenous people and our allies as we creatively embrace our gifts of healing and connection. What's in your medicine bundle?
Time just at me and say it with your chest. Last time I saw you, you couldn't see less. You playing checkers, but I'm playing chess. Well, you act like my ex got a lot to address. How am I pretending Resi when I'm booked on the red? How am I pretending and blood quantum's in the red? Got a tribal ID if you wanna act like the feds. Supposed to be a gorilla till let me show you what that is.
As a new producer here at KFAI, I just want to thank my community and the listeners for making this possible. It's our spring membership in 2026, so welcome spring, and we're also asking our community to donate what they can. Anything helps just to make this content possible. And just on my own journey, I'm just really proud of like who I become and who I am on, like, through this art form. And it's just really given me a platform to connect with other leaders and to really work on the things that I'm dedicated to, especially for my Native community. I just wanted to thank you for making that possible. So if you have any inkling to donate, any little bit helps. Our spring membership drive is happy to answer your phone calls, or if you want to go to kfai.org, you can just donate there. And there's also merch that you can purchase, so you'll have some cool t-shirts. So just please, anything, spread the word, let people know that KFAI's spring membership drive is in full swing, and I just want to thank you. Chi miigwech. You're listening to KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at kfai.org. So we have non-commercial and community power radio. Support for our program comes from KFAI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And it's made from listeners from you, excuse me. So thank you so much for being a part of this, and your donations help me to learn and explore my own skills. And so excuse me for my we are celebrating Women's History Month here at the station, and I created a playlist, and I did some research as soon as Lady J had asked me to do this. I started digging around, and there was not too much, you know, like in Native, I'm a Native comedian, and there's not as many Native comedians, you know, women in out there. So we had to do some digging. I asked my community for some of their favorite Native women musicians. So it was really a good process for me, and I think that bringing in the community was a great way to get folks involved. But I'm from the mighty Red Lake Nation of Anishinaabe, and I'm known as a city Indian, and I was born and raised not even a mile from here, right here in South Minneapolis, and I'm proud of that. Being raised in an urban environment doesn't determine the level of my Indianness. So our segment this morning will be honoring the history of women in Native Indigenous music. And so at my age, I commit to things when things are feeling good. So I thought I was ambitious, but there's so much now after I have this playlist. So I've curated a playlist, and I want to thank my community for participating in that. And a couple of cultural notes before we get started. So there's 11 Native tribes here in Minnesota, locally. So we have 4 Dakota and 7 Ojibwe. So in our culture, women are held in the highest esteem. And when the settlers arrived here, they saw how much social, political decision making power that women did have. And we, you know, we lost a lot of that because of the white supremacist ideology was imposed on our people. So our women were, you know, we see now today with MMIW and the epidemic of missing and murdered Indigenous women, we were really suppressed in that way. So I wanted just to, as a cultural note, to uplift that, because Native women are very powerful. We're healers. We are political influencers. And some people even went, you know, some women even went to war. So I'm just happy to be part of that legacy. What I found in my research, there's a woman called Mildred Bailey, and she is one of the pioneers of jazz. And she is from the Coeur d'Alene Tribal Nation, which is in Idaho. So think Smoke Signals, if anyone saw that movie back in the day. So salmon, very Pacific Coast, West Coastal. So in the 30s, she was a pioneer for jazz. And even like Frank Sinatra was really influenced by her. So I want to play a couple of songs. I found a couple of songs by Mildred Bailey. So this first one.
Dead and gone when that man. Go dancing down the street, kissing everyone we meet when that man is dead and gone. What a day to wake up on. What a way to greet the dawn. Hap, hap, happy, yes indeed, on the morning when we read that that man is dead and gone.
Gone a killer.
We've got a date.
Oh, what a date.
To celebrate.
We're gonna celebrate.
The day we catch up with that one man spreading hate. His account is overdrawn. And his chances are in pawn. Some fine day the news will flash. Satan with a small mustache is asleep beneath the lawn. When that man is dead and gone,
he's got to go, he's got to go. We have a date, and don't be late.
Come on now, we're gonna celebrate.
That's the truth, we gotta seal his fate.
He's the guy that's spreading hate.
You said
his account is overdrawn.
You
his chances are in pawn. Some fine day the news will flash. Satan with a small mustache is asleep beneath the lawn.
When that man is dead and
gone. What a day to wake up on. What a way to greet the dawn. When a certain man is dead and
Bailey of the Coeur d'Alene Tribal Nation. She was alive here in 1907 to 1951. She's famous for Rocking Chair and Georgia on My Mind, and she's known as the Queen of Swing. Have you ever heard those songs, Lady J?
I never have. I mean, I've heard the songs because they're jazz standards, but I never heard them from Mildred Bailey. Thank you so much for that information and for the information you started your segment with. I never knew any of that stuff about the Ojibwe and Lakota Nation. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And everyone needs to know more about the missing Native women because they're trying to throw it under the rug and act like it didn't happen or that it's not ongoing. That's Sequan. Hi, sweetie pie. You want to talk on the mic too with your mama? Thank you for bringing her in.
Yeah, so I have my daughter here in the studio, and So it's the weekend, and when I was invited to come in and to celebrate Women's History, I was like, oh, I got child care issues. And Lady J was just like, bring her in. And I'm so excited that she gets to see me and see powerful women do and share information and just be here and celebrating who we are.
And understand that she too is a part of Women's History.
Yes, exactly. So I'm so glad that you brought up, so I don't have music per se for the next artist, but I just wanted to highlight her because she was in my research. So Zitkala Shah, which Ooh. Means red bird. Her English name was Gertrude Simmons Bonin, and she's from Yankton, and she's a writer and a musician, educator, and political activist who lived from 1876 to 1938. And she is actually one of the co-composers of an opera called the Sundance, the Sundance Opera? But yeah, so she was, I think she was half Dakota, but she was an advocate for women, and she had, you know, she had a husband, but she was always working and producing, and I just thought that was amazing. So she has to be noted here, and it's not too far from where our radio station is. You know, she's from Yankton, which is the woodland. You know, it's considered Dakota land, and our Dakota people here were exiled out of Minnesota. So I just want to say her name out loud and make sure that we're honoring her today.
Say it again. Her Dakota name.
Zitkala Shah, Red Bird, and she is the co-composer of an opera back in the day. It's called the Sundance Opera.
Right on. Well, isn't all of this Dakota land?
Yes. Indeed.
Just asking.
It is. It is. And I was just sharing with the Wayzata Public School District just this past week. I'm Ojibwe. I'm Anishinaabe. We migrated from the east. So as nations, it took a good 500 years for us to come to where the food grows onto the water here in Minnesota. So we were on the eastern seaboard, and we had two prophets come to us and tell us that there's a coming of a white-skinned race, and they're going to bear two faces. So one is going to be friendly and offer gifts, and the other face is going to be one of deception and, you know, and bad vibes and fear. And so move west, and then when you find food that grows on the water, that's when you know you found your place. So here in Minnesota, wild rice grows. So we found this place, and this is where we are now. So, and that's where the Dakota people were originally. So now we're here in Minnesota.
That made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. You know, two prophets,
mm-hmm.
And do you know the names of the prophets?
It's just, there's an era.
Just a legend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the cool thing about our culture is that there's not, you know, one guru that we go to, or we all have a part of the culture, so we all carry that with us. There is a trickster that we talk about a lot, Nana Buju, who's very... very prominent, but we have, you know, all of us carry a lot of the teachings, especially our women, because we have that memory, that ancestral memory in our body. So,
nice.
So there are a few local artists that I did find. We're going to kind of get into some of the more contemporary stuff. So let's see here. So Annie Humphreys actually
Leech Lake. So that's another Anishinaabe reservation in northern Minnesota. And I found two lovely songs by Annie Humphrey. So I'm going to go ahead and play 500 Years is the first song, and then The Light in My Bones is the second song. So I'm looking forward to hearing Annie Humphrey because it's very soothing. And she is a political activist as well as just a shero in my mind. So Annie Humphrey.
In the smoke of sacred fires, lifted up like holy hands. Understand there's something wrong, there's trouble on the land. Crystal furrows, hungry eyes, conquistadors, golden lies. So many ways to steal the prize. Who cares if one more native dies? King's decree across the waves and Kamiendo makes us slaves. The Holy Church, the blood that saves 100 million unmarked graves. Our relatives are watching our spirit helpers near. 500 years of genocide. Who's left to hear? Who's left to hear? Sacred Pueblos, Cupola Gold, Jamestown, Raleigh, Roanoke, Manhattan Quakers and Hudson's Bay, Beaver, Otter, all killed away. Louisiana to Duluth, it is buried. The white man's truth, Northwest Passage, empty ploy, Franklin studies Iroquois. Tuberculosis and influenza, typhoid fever, nations ended. Corpses more than many wars, typhus, measles, millions more. More than once, plagues destroy your strength and pride. Biologic genocide. Our relatives are watching our spirit helpers near. 500 years of genocide. Who's left to hear? Who's left to Chickasaws and Choctaws, Miami. break our bones. Careless words that mock our own. Chippewa water and crazy horse liquor. Indian givers who take back quicker. Redskins, Braves, the Fighting Sioux, Eskimo pies and red man tobacco. A billion insults to the map. When we object, we're on the warpath. Struggles with racist laws and violence from Wounded Knee to Alcatraz Island. Marching a trail of broken treaties, fishing rights. Standing strong and tall, like the red oak leaves, we remain to snap the links that formed our chain.
There is life.
Women are undoubtedly sacred and important and influential. We have a deep history right here in the land we call Turtle Island, and that was Annie Humphrey. And she, you know, she's the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, and her activism is activism and a vehicle for social justice, addressing issues like missing and murdered Indigenous and women, and songs like Now She Dances. She's also known for the song 500 Years, which we shared with you, which addresses the history of genocide and survival. And just so our listeners know, our Indigenous women, there was one of the largest campaigns to have us exterminated, and now we are here and we're in a radio station and we're celebrating who we are. And my daughter's asking me some questions here, so you want to say hi? No, say bonjour. Okay, good job. So I didn't want to exclude, so just, you know, our pioneers. So Joanne Shenandoah is a name that I heard as I was growing up. It wasn't until this project that I really learned more about her. So I want to thank Lady Jabe for putting me on this path and learning about Joanne. And so she is from the Oneida Nation, and that's near and dear to my heart because I have a sister who adopted me, is from the Oneida Nation in Wisconsin. And my sister, she tells me a lot about the history, and even before, you know, the Ice Age, and how there's connections between the Tuscarora and the Cherokee, and how the different styles. And she brought me to also the Longhouse as well. So I want to shout out to Sarah, my sister. But Joanne Shenandoah she's a Grammy Award winning musician, and it's very soothing. So I know it's the flute, and when we think of, you know, Native music, it's the flute, like pan Indian, but this is so soothing. I played a lot of it yesterday and it was just super soothing, so I want to share that with you now. This one is entitled I Am Your Friend. Joanne Shenandoah was Oneida. She lived from 1957 and just passed away in 2021, and she's a Grammy Award winner multiple times. So I want to share that with you, and just let me know what you think and how the vibes you're feeling, because it really calmed my nervous system, I'll tell you that. So this is Joanne.
Away ahead. Yo, way, oh.
was Joanne Shenandoah and Dancing on Mother Earth from the Eagle Cries album.
Beautiful.
Isn't it? Isn't it beautiful? So her activism, a peace ambassador, she used her music to promote universal harmony and Haudenosaunee values. She co-founded the Hiawatha Institute for Indigenous Knowledge to Preserve Oral Traditions. So rest in peace, Miss Joanne Shenandoah.
No wonder she won so many Oscars. I mean, Grammys.
Grammys.
Well, she was pretty enough for an Oscar.
Yes.
But the music won Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you yourself, Deanna Standing Cloud, that you're a comedian out there in the comedy world. How's that going for you? Female comedians have it rough.
That is true. So, and it's, you know, at my age too, I just started within the past 5 years, but I have a mentor, Trish Cook, who is a fellow Red Laker, and she is a woman, and she's very cognizant of how to navigate the industry. So she's taken me under her wing, and, you know, so far, I've really, really enjoyed it. There's, you know, very public things that I'm doing with the powwow emceeing, but I really enjoy the comedy, and that's one of my medicines, you know, my drug of choice, if you will, to stay healthy.
Yeah, it's like mental health.
It is. It is. And laughing, it just unifies us in a way where if we're laughing, we're just forgetting about, you know, all the problems of the world. Not that we're, you know, denying that, but you know, we got to take a win where we can, and we got to take healing where we can in today's world.
Really? So is there a place where we can find you doing your comedy?
I have no shows lined up right now, but please take a peek at Trish Cook's website. She has a calendar. So we're part of the Ace Bay Comedy Club, our comedy like group. So it's just, for now, it's just her and I. So Ace Bay, Anishinaabe Comedy Entertainment Bay, Big Auntie Energy. So look her up, Trish Cook, with just like how it spells, say K C, no E.
So it's COOK.
Yes, Trish Cook.
And Big Auntie Energy. Explain that to us.
So aunties, like we're talking about, we have a special place in our culture as Native aunties. We entrust them a little bit more than we would our moms. We could tell them a little bit more than we have, you know, with our moms. We can call them at any time, you know, come pick me up, auntie, or, you know, need $20 or something. Or she's more like a big sister and cooler.
non-disciplinarian.
Yes.
That's why,
you know, more of a friend.
Yeah.
She can cook some mean, you know, she has at least one really good dish that she cooks, if not multiple. And, you know, she has some stories. She has some war stories, and she can tell you, and she could probably crush a man in a couple of sentences and, you know, humble him in a way, humble her dad, humble her uncles, you know. Always funny, always so happy to see our aunties.
Oh, that's so nice. Big Auntie Energy is the sort of the tagline for your comedy, you and Trish Cook.
Mm-hmm. Big Auntie Energy.
Oh, thank you. Deanna Standing Cloud joining us this Saturday morning at KFAI for the Women in History event. KFAI presents Native and Indigenous women in music, in culture, and their place in civilization here on Dakota land that we call Minnesota. And in fact, Minnesota means
Minnesota Makoche is the land where water reflects the sky. So beautiful.
So beautiful. We're going to take a break to hear some messages from the station. But when we come back, more information that you need to have.
Support comes from the YWCA Minneapolis, providing early childhood education for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers in the Twin Cities. For more than 50 years, the YWCA Minneapolis has helped children build confidence, make friends, and develop a love of learning in classrooms where every child feels welcome, supported, and valued. Learn more at ywcampls.org.
They say all good things must come to an end, but at KFAI, we believe otherwise. Your vehicle, once a source of countless memories and adventures, can continue to create positive change long after its last drive. By donating your car, truck, boat, or RV to KFAI, you give it a new purpose and support the programming you love. To learn more about how you can extend the contribution of your vehicle's influence, call 855-277-2346 or visit kfai.careasy.org.
It's our spring membership in 2026. So welcome spring, and we're also asking our community to donate what they can. Anything helps just to make this content possible. If you want to go to kfai.org, you can just donate there, and there's also merch that you can purchase, so you'll have some cool t-shirts. So just please, anything, spread the word. Let people know that KFAI's spring membership drive is in full swing. And I just want to thank you. Chi Mi Gwich.
So we are going to listen to a flautist, now that I know how to say that. And Mary Youngblood is Seminole and Aleut. And Mary, she's the first woman to professionally record the Native American flute and the first woman to win not just one, but two Grammy Awards for the best Native American music album. And she's had a lifetime musicianship behind her, starting with piano lessons at the age of 6 and guitar when she was 10. And she's a renowned classically trained flautist. And it is so soothing to hear this. This is Mary Youngblood.
Thank you.
Deanna, you said something a little earlier, and I would like you to kind of expound on that. You said that you're known as a city Indian versus
Res Indian.
Well, tell us about that. Tell us.
So my dad actually was raised here in this, or born and raised in the city. My mom, I'm the first on my mother's side to be born in the city. So typically, you know, a city Indian is like an urban Indian, and we have a different kind of an outlook on life, as opposed to someone who was born and raised on the res, which my reservation is closed. So that means that only Red Lakers can live on my reservation. So it's, you only see Red Lakers, and it's, so it's a little different having that access. I mean, there's maybe one or two gas stations up there. I remember not having an ATM one time. But there's so much land. There's so much beauty. So there's a different mentality with Res Indians and city Indians.
Okay. All right. So is it like good Indian and bad Indian? Is it like...
Kind of. There is a little... So there's that lateral violence. There's a little bit of that. You know, the colonizers were very, very, very precise and taught us some toxic things. So how to manage that. But we do have a little bit of like we do get forgotten. Like, we have elections coming up, so we have our tribal government, so there's folks who are running for a chair, which is kind of like the executive director or president of our reservation or tribe. So they have this big campaign, and then they really want to get the city Indians involved because they want their vote. And so we're kind of an afterthought a lot of the times, but, you know, during elections. I'm not trying to, like, look at it bad, but 70% of Native people live off of the reservation, and we do kind of get forgotten as far as, like, when they are making policies and when there's issues that come up on the reservation, we kind of get forgotten about that. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah. It does make a lot of sense and a lot of clarity. Thank you so much. We didn't know. And that's why you're here, to give us information.
Yes.
Thank you. And then you have more information about the women who make the music that is Native and Indigenous music.
Yes, ma'am. So these, the next 45 minutes or so, I have a friend, and her name is Jackie Bird. And I don't know if you ever heard of her.
But I have not. She's got a great name.
She's beautiful. And she was actually a really good friend of my mom's. And my niece is like one of her biggest fans. She's a dynamic artist who blends music, dance, and storytelling and celebrates Native culture. She is Lakota. She's a singer, a hoop dancer, and she brings so much positive energy. She always has gifts to give. She has a guitar. She's doing some engagement when she comes to do shows. And she's just this bright, beautiful light. And I really enjoy a Jackie Bird show. So I have a couple of songs from her. And if you had the honor of meeting Jackie Bird, you know what I'm talking about, because she's amazing. But she's alive, and so we're getting into some contemporary artists here.
Very good.
Jackie Bird, Lovesick Blues. And it's a 2020 remaster.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them.